This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned, quote, tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state news agency IRNA reported on Sunday, after a deadly state crackdown helped quell the nationwide unrest. However, the pardon approved by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came with conditions, according to details announced in state media reports, which said the measure would not apply to any of the numerous dual nationals held in Iran. China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs insists again that a balloon flying over the U.S. was civilian and its flight an accident. It's criticizing the U.S. for what it terms, quote, an obvious overreaction and serious violation of international practice. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
A U.S. Air Force fighter jet was observed shooting down a balloon off the coast of South Carolina on Saturday afternoon. What the U.S. government termed a Chinese surveillance balloon, President Joe Biden told reporters. He had told national security officials on Wednesday that the balloon should be brought down as soon as possible, but he was advised it was better to wait until it drifted offshore so no debris could harm people or damage property. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Violence erupted in Peru on Saturday night when demonstrators faced police and riot gear amid the worst wave of protest in at least two decades in the Andean country. Clashes flared when a group of protesters stormed through a street and a wall of riot police officers fired tear gas canisters to disperse the crowd. Protesters are demanding the resignation of President Dina Boluarte, early new elections, the shutdown of Congress, and a new constitution. This is VOA News. Germany's prosecutor general said Sunday his office has collected hundreds of pieces of evidence showing war crimes by Russian forces in Ukraine, calling for an international effort to bring leaders to justice. Quote, at the moment, we are focusing on mass killings in Bucha and attacks on Ukraine's civil infrastructure, prosecutor Peter Franck told a newspaper. He said most of the evidence came from interviews with Ukrainian refugees, and the goal was now to, quote, prepare for a possible later court case, whether in Germany or with our foreign partners or an international court. Pope Francis urged the people of South Sudan to never lose hope as he wrapped up his peace mission on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Speaking at Mass, the pontiff also urged them to seize every opportunity to build a peace that has eluded the country for years. On the grounds of the mausoleum of liberation hero John Garang, the Pope thanked a crowd of 100,000.
È un piccolo ingrediente.
Residents in Juba had queued from early morning to take part in the Mass. At the end of his trip, Pope Francis also appealed for an end to the tribalism, financial wrongdoing, and political cronyism at the root of many of the country's problems.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Indonesia's foreign minister said Saturday that the country plans to intensify talks with China and other Southeast Asian countries to finalize a code of conduct for the disputed South China Sea, its foreign minister said Saturday, amid escalating tensions in the strategic waterway. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
The foreign minister was speaking in Jakarta at the close of a meeting between foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, the 10-member regional bloc chaired this year by Indonesia. Negotiations on the proposed framework to deal with territorial and maritime disputes in the waterway have stalled for years as some member states prioritized bilateral ties with China over a regional consensus. The foreign minister said Indonesia is preparing to host a round of negotiations on the issue starting in March. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
President Emmanuel Macron's government on Sunday offered a concession on contested French pension reforms, seeking to shore up support from prospective right-wing allies ahead of a parliamentary debate. People who began work between the ages of 20 and 21 will be able to retire at 63, Prime Minister Elizabeth Borne told the JDD Weekly, rather than the headline age of 64 that has upset unions and the French public. I'm Joe Ramsey.